Y'all know what's going on. It's Tonio Talks. Roll them up, pack them bowls with your drink, fill up a cup. Y'all know what's going on. We got special guests in this joint today. We got J Star from the official Jet Club Forever group.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. We got to give them a little insight today, man. We had a little conversation to talk to them. Let them know what we got going on. What's up, J-Star? How you doing, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, LeBron. I'm good, LeBron. Just handling business, man. You know, got a lot of things I got planned out right now. As you can tell, I'm busy.
Hey, how you doing, dog? Talk to you, man. Just a little bit. Got a little noise back there. Sound like you at work.
Yeah, I'm working, man. I'm working when I'm at work, man. That's how it go.
How it go, man. Man, still working while you're at work. Can't stop, won't stop. I feel you, man. What's some shit I want to talk with you about? About this stop. Alright, so my first question, I think is gonna lead to a real deep answer, but is it really hard living the lifestyle of J Star, the work behind J Star, the progress?
To answer that question, I'm gonna honestly tell you that I have my days. You know, some days I'm a family guy, so you know I'm kind of laid back. Then I had a day to work, man. My day is just for me. Like for right now, man, I'm talking to you while I'm at work. I got 60 things going on. But, you know, like I said, I take my time out to invest into it to make things happen.
Good. Don't go crazy. Don't stop things. You're going to have to get some breakouts on both sides. I'm breakout, but I got to stop you. You're going.
Shit. My bad, hell, I'm hitting the blunt. Had a little cough in here. I wanted to ask you, like, do you for your life from, like, the things that you do as being J Star, like, would you consider that shit as something really hard to balance, or is it something that drives you? Like, it's something you know you can do.
They ain't hard breaks, but they breaks. They just come from the calipers on both sides. They just need some rain. It's not just this. It's gonna take a little time.
Yeah, man.
My bad, shit. I thought you were tuning in. I had asked you a question, but you good? Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I'm tuned in, man. Like I said,
there's
a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I can tell, man. It's cool.
You over there hitting the blunt. I should be doing what you're doing right now.
Hell yeah, man. Got to sit back. I'm doing what I love. Everything. Recording. I'm talking. And I'm hitting the blunt. Shit. That's all I need. Chilling, I'm off work. Working.
Working. You ain't gotta tell me, I know how that go.
But you stay on it. Shit, you. Hell, if anything, you help me stay on my motherfucking toes, cause when I'm bullshitting sometimes, man, and I like. If I'm on like social media or some shit like that, I scroll past something you saying, you probably like got your goat talk going on. That's what I should have called this segment. Tonio Talk with Goat Talk from J Star. Real shit. That's real shit, man. Jet Club, J Star got Goat Talk. And then you got I got the Tony of Talks jump, man. We can go ahead and link it up. I know you busy, man, but whenever you got time to get to it, shit, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it would. Like I said, man, but to let us continue with this talk, bro. To be honest with you, bro, Tony, you're doing a good job, man. As far as the podcast and the stuff like that, And it's matching up with what, you know what I'm saying, what you're trying to do in life. Because me, I pay attention to all the stuff that you've been putting out, your segments and stuff, man. And to be honest with you, bro, you really going to impact a lot of people based off of the topics that you discuss. And, you know what I'm saying, how you touch bases on things a lot of people are afraid to do, which you know what I'm saying, like a guy like me that's extremely busy, man, I need motivational segments, or, you know what I'm saying, motivational categories.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Certain things to be discussed that, you know, a lot of people won't discuss because they feel like it doesn't grab the attention of everybody. When really, in reality, man, that type of stuff is needed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To elevate somebody. And to answer your question, yeah, man, my days are busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm extremely busy at all times. My life is difficult as hell. Excuse me for saying that, but it is difficult. It's difficult as it can possibly ever be. But, you know what I'm saying? I think my way of getting through it is sustaining.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Overcoming overwhelming moments. I guess surrounding myself around the right energy, having the right vibe, and having I don't know. It's a thing that I taught myself to close out like certain bad energies when, you know what I'm saying, when it's crunch time.
Yeah, I feel you. Damn, that's crazy how you say that, because like before I even jumped on my podcast, I had a little time where I had to take my energy out of something that wasn't going to serve a positive purpose towards me. I feel you. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like it's still something I need to put a lot of work towards, but long as we acknowledging the fact that we know what we need to work on and that we're working on it, that's the step that we need to take. And shit, with us recording this shit and talking about it and shit, whoever listen to this shit, hell, they gonna see that it ain't nothing wrong with realizing that you gotta fix a few things about yourself. You're not broke, but it's just certain things within us that we need to do a little adjusting. I just say that we need to do a little adjusting to ourselves.
I've always said that, bro, there's never nothing wrong with anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's you. No one has a such thing that you can consider something bad about themselves. Everything about you is good. It's about upgrade. And if you do consider it bad, it's more of you overcoming it to turn that bad thing into a good. For instance, if you know that you have a finger that's messed up.
Yeah.
What is it that you can do to overcome that one finger, man? You know what I'm saying? To turn it to a positive. Like, for instance, my ears, you know what I'm saying? I speak. A lot of people talk about my ears, but what is it that I can do to make my ears the greatest feature on my body? You know what I'm saying? You search for that. You know what I'm saying? Or you turn your weaknesses into your strengths.
Yeah.
So,
damn, that's real though. Like, it's a lot of shit that we can do to where I don't know. I just feel like it's certain things that we can do as far as like when we change certain shit within us, and like when we, as we changing and shit like that and fixing and working, I mean, as we changing and working towards that shit, like I feel like in some way or form, like it's still touching bases on another part in your life, not in the same area, but it plays the same role. You feel me? Like, how, let me see how to put this shit. I don't know. I'd be having really difficult times of how to put my words and shit. Fuck, damn, I can't really get out. I hate when I do that shit.
You clap up, bro. You're I won't call you an overthinker, but it's just that your mind moves. And so it clutters sometimes. Mine does it too.
It do. Like a motherfucker, you're not wrong at all. It's just, I know I have a lot of thoughts that go throughout my head and shit when I'm talking. And so it's like I have to hang on to that shit and make sure that I hang on, because it's a lot of other thoughts that come behind it. Pretty sure everybody's brain works like that. It's just gotta make sure that we hold focus towards that one thought that we really want. the thought that we're really trying to create.
Yeah, well, see, one thing about it, I always said that with I noticed, I think your sign, you are you're Aries. Yeah. So you're I think you're an Earth sign.
No, I'm a fire sign.
Oh, okay. See, okay. So your mind is all over.
Yeah, that shit rushing, dog. It's action oriented.
See, I'm an Earth sign, so our mindset is stable. You know, when it comes to thinking, like we kind of stabilize our thoughts, and we stick with it.
Yeah.
It kind of sticks to us and stuff like that. But I mean, with yours, it's like mine. I would treat it like a lamp. You know what I'm saying? A lamp.
Yeah.
And I always remember my grandma had these lamps in the house that she would cover. You know what I'm saying? Like it was shaped for the fire to go only upwards. You know what I'm saying? Like the glass was specifically made that no matter how hot that flame got,
yeah,
it always made sure the glass would never burn. And if you held it right, it would always stay inside. But the only option that it had to go was up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing about it. It's just controlling it. So I have times where my mindset does the same thing.
It's all on just realizing that you got the ability to overcome the problem or situation. I think is tough or rough or whatever.
I agree with you on that.
I really like, I don't know, like, man, I won't say I don't know. I gotta learn to stop saying that shit. But, man, it's a lot.
It's right,
for real, like, it's like, I don't know, I just go into deep thought about how much work it is to, like, work on yourself, bro.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. My honest opinion is that no matter how much you work on yourself, you'll never be complete until you're gone. True. You know what I'm saying? Because once you leave this earth, I feel like you'll have the true understanding of who you are. Because as you leave this earth, you made a whole book about yourself. That whole book, when that book is closed, it means that your life is complete. So everything in that book tells is basically demonstrating and showing you who you are as a person.
Yeah.
After this light break, you're going to look at you, who you are as a complete person. That's when you'll be able to know who you truly are.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So, once you leave this earth, that's when you will only know that you have truly worked on yourself. Yeah. And you became the person you were supposed to be. But that'll only be when you die. You know what I'm saying? So, because long after people always say that they have a career in life, they're supposed to accomplish goals, bro. Say if you stop doing that certain career after 30, 40 years, now you just retired. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You no longer probably want to do the career as much as you used to.
Yeah.
And that falls into, you might fall into something else, and you never know that the next 20, 30 years of your life after retirement might be your calling. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you never know. Your career could just be something that you love to do, but that don't mean that that's what life has destined for you.
True.
Man. It's just, I will say this though, meditation and proper care of your body will help you go into further understanding of yourself. And I learned that because I'm not gonna say that I'm a Buddhist, but my cousin Nick has always taught me about, you know what I'm saying, studying the teachings, never having to worship the teachings though. And like he was telling me, you know, certain things he does with himself that he's learned to realize who he truly is as a person. And once you accept yourself for everything that you are, even the things that you don't accept, the bad things, you know what I'm saying, something, you know, that's when you truly are one with yourself and you happy with yourself. That's when you can do that, then run, then you good. But we only human.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm trying to figure. Well, I ain't gonna say figure out. That's what I'm making sure that I'm on the path of, bro. Cause like, like, you know, I'd be watching the video, my little videos in the morning of Rob Proctor, Earl Nightingale, and shit, like people like them and shit like that. And they be saying like that, like when I be like trying to focus on, they'll go into saying like how success is all about you aiming yourself towards something that you want, and basically and making sure that you stand on that shit. Wow. And making more things to become better. And like when you said how like if I was to retire and just don't do shit after that, I could have, like, versus me retiring and 30 years after that could have been my calling. Like, that's why you have to continue to set goals, because it's always room for improvement. You can always better your best. You feel me? So it's like, man, that shit blows my mind when I think about how man, what the fuck? I was gonna say some shit. I'm tripping. It blows my mind, like, when we think about success and we think about how we want to gain more money and shit like that, and it all revolves back to you going within yourself, bro. It all starts there. It starts at your thinking. And that's what's crazy, bro. Like, you have, like, in order to get the things that you want, you have to become one with yourself. You can't say you one with yourself, and like you said, like, you gotta like the things that are good and bad about yourself. So like, you can't say that you one with yourself and you don't like how you look, or you don't like that you don't make a lot of friends. It's just something you unsatisfied with about yourself. And you saying that you one with yourself and shit like that, but you're trying to manifest something. It won't work because you're not aligned with everything that you need to manifest. Like, it's certain tools that you have to maintain the manifestation. You gotta make sure your thinking on point, your emotions on point, your actions on point, and your feelings on point.
I agree. Now, one thing I can say that I've realized is that in my lifetime, I've done a lot of researching on a lot of things, touched on things I think I shouldn't have put my hands on, but I still did, and I walk, like I said, I walk blindly, but as far as an astral man that knows that there's different dimensions, I know that I walk blindly in this dimension, but in a whole nother dimension, my mindset, my spirit walks and leads me the way. So it's like, it's odd when you're trying to work on yourself and there's so many things going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can honestly say, like, if you honestly think about it, we're meant to break down. We're meant to go through this. We're meant to go through that. We're only human. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even if in a proclaimed book about God, saying with his son Jesus, and their so-called story, his son shed the tears, and his son was God. So in that demonstration, even if God is a human, he even breaks down himself. So it's, you know what I'm saying, and it's just portrayed as saying that even the greatest of greats break down at one point in their lifetime, or, you know what I'm saying, at one point, because it takes. And I don't care what nobody says, it takes pain for you to understand love. It takes love for you to understand pain. It has to have balance in life for you to make it in life. The balance is what gives us the true understanding of ourselves. Because without balance, if you only know all the good things about yourself and you don't realize that there's bad things about you, then you don't have balance. Like we've explained before.
Yep. Yeah. Damn right. Man, what else? I was gonna bring up I'm trying to get ready so I can go to ATM real quick. But fuck. My fault. Hold on, dog. I'm trying to get something together real quick. Man, what the hell? What was we touching on? So, my fault. I was doing something else. I was gonna touch on how, like, man, a lot of things can become a whole lot simpler if we kind of understand, if we get a better understanding of, like, a lot of laws of the universe and shit like that. Like, you know, like how you got the law of polarity and shit like that. Like, whatever you put in, it comes out. If you put out, you got, everything has its opposites. And how you was talking about, like, everybody has to have their breakdown point and shit like that. That made me think about how we all have a point of destruction in order for us to build. You can't create something. I mean, yeah, you can't create something without destruction.
Because, to be honest with you, me personally, they always say that there was nothing there when we first got here. Honestly, to me, I feel like it was a way of creating, but along the way there was destruction on it, along with it. You can't build something and expect everything to just fall perfectly into place. There has to be some type of destruction along the way. Even with things that you say that are perfectly designed to not fail, there is destruction behind something. Because I'm going to put it like this. Say you built a trap, right?
Yeah.
Place that trap in the forest.
Okay.
Perfectly in place, and it's set there to capture a deer, correct?
Okay.
The deer runs, the deer falls into that trap. It's constructed. It was constructed to catch a deer, but in the meantime of that, it does destroy something. It destroys the deer, correct?
Yep.
Behind everything that you create comes destruction. Everything you build comes with destruction. And no matter how you look at it,
and you can always find a lesson in all of that shit.
You can always. Cause and effect.
Like, sometimes I hear people say everything don't always happen for a reason, but I don't know. Like, I feel like certain things are to spark certain kind of sparks within people. Yeah. Like the good and the bad. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I won't touch deeply on the good and the bad, but like, there's certain things that happen to us that spark a lot of shit. Like, a person that went through some really fucked up shit can become a motivational speaker, inspire millions of people, and boom, fucking world peace type shit.
Yeah, but I mean, because like they always say, like you said, a motivational speaker has been destroyed all the way down to he or she's wing, or like very bottom.
Yeah.
And then something happens in their life, and then they create such a beautiful thing for everybody else based off of what they've been through. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the good and the bad, some people are meant to go through bad situation, because some people don't really understand bad situations until, and then they turn those things into good things. You got some people that make good things, that see good out of things and make it bad. You know, it's just how the way of the world, you know.
Just that person's ways also. Mm-hmm. I feel you. Damn, you ain't lying. Like, that's just like, I can say, for example, it's a family. They at the fair and shit. Everybody having a good time, but somebody scuffed their toe, and shit, now everybody's mad because the person who scuffed their toe
got an attitude, cussing everybody out. Now nobody's had enjoying their time. But they at a place where they can have plenty of fun, plenty of laughs, plenty of smiles.
Yeah, you surrounded by good energy, but then this one bad thing happening now. This bad energy turns into something completely different. Now it's bad energy being spreaded.
Yeah. This shit's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it is. And it's crazy how fast bad energy can spread. It is ridiculous, to be honest with you.
And it's bad. Don't pay attention to that shit. That's my whole thing. Like, a lot of folks our age, bro, they wouldn't be going through a lot of shit that they're going through if they just understood certain things, bro. Like if you understand that life is a spiral and that you won't get past certain things in life until you understand the lesson and the message that the universe is trying to fucking send you. You feel like people can come to a few conclusions and fix a few situations in their life just by understanding that shit. Because for one, it can open their eyes to realize that, damn, this situation happened to me before. I got an option to make a different choice. You feel me? Like, people don't realize this shit. A lot of people that's going through a lot of bullshit in their life, and they putting themselves through that shit.
Because, yeah, of course. I mean,
you said what?
No, I said I ain't gonna lie. You right, because you gotta think that. To be honest with you, I feel like a lot of people don't intention to the situation if they would realize what comes behind it. And a lot of people don't believe in karma necessarily because they haven't seen what karma does first and beforehand. And I believe that karma is a source of energy that I won't say it's conjured up, but it is conjured up depending on the decision that you make in life.
Ooh. You can't put bullshit in a machine and expect to get a fucking gift or some shit like that out of it.
Exactly. And I agree with you on that. That is that you are stating an absolute fact. Yeah.
Like, the opposites exist, but the law of as above, so below, as within, so without, shit like that.
Yeah.
That's where your choices and shit like that come in. Cause we got free will and all of this shit. Your choices can give you two realities. And you got the option to think about both of them motherfuckers in your head. We all got the God power to create images in our fucking head and don't realize it. But we realize it, we just don't know how to use it.
No, we don't. But like I said, this untapped power that, you know, some sources that some people have the ability to do a lot. Then you have people that don't have the ability to do anything. Now, to the people that, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like look like they can't do anything, they can actually do a lot. I'm gonna explain to you why. You got somebody like, for instance, it's a man that he's lazy, or he don't do much, or he can't do this, he can't do that. And people be like, man, he don't do nothing. He like, I'm always tired, I'm exhausted, I'm doing this. He's like, bro, but you don't do nothing. Now check this out. So a man that God has given, I'm gonna put it like this. God, high power has given him energy that no matter where he go, his energy is being consumed to the world and people around him to make them better people. You see what I'm saying? And he doesn't have to say a word. You get what I'm saying?
Hold on. Yeah, I hear you. I'm trying to.
It sound like you jumped in a tunnel or something. This man stole y'all, I'm sorry. This man, I'm sorry. Excuse him, y'all. He done went to the store.
Yeah, my bad. I ain't say shit. I ain't tell the people nothing.
Hey, Tony, it ain't Tony O'Talks. It's Tony O'Walks. He done walked completely to the store, y'all.
Might as well. Shit. I had to take a little trip. But, man, I'm just glad, dog. At least I know that it's people that out there that's like mine. We're not the only two. And to me, I feel like that's a lot.
Yep.
People our age. A lot of people our age need to take heed to a lot of shit. Shit that's older than us, they need to take heed to a lot of shit. But as far as for us, bro, we can help people our age, bro, do that shit. And I know we can, because we learn and we study. Not only that, but we move in the way how we see ourselves. We're doing the shit that we want to do. We're setting the goals that we want to accomplish. We're working towards that shit.
Yeah, we were supposed to. You know, as individuals, bro, we should want that. But at the same time, bro, as an individual, you should want the next man to be just as good as you, because it's just people can't motivate the next man. Going.
Yeah. I came to a real life.
I got a school. You alright? You young man. I got on school. You did take care of business. I'm gonna tell you about that too. Like Mr. right there, my manager just told me, alright, man, you need to be back in school. You know what I'm saying? Because you should always want somebody to motivate you or uplift you to want to do more than what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We are in the conversation right now, and he just said that to me. So that's a demonstration. You wanted more out of somebody, or you know what I'm saying? You motivating somebody to be something.
Yeah. I got a few people around me, man. You one of them, bro, definitely. You, AJ, Mark. Who else I got?
I ain't nobody, man.
And I can't think of it that make sure that
I'm. Man, you motivate me. I wish I was as smart as you was at my age. I would have been all right.
Shit, you are all right. Oh, why? Just because you see me a certain way that you want to see me. Shit, I like to fuck with the team, but I'm going to get you. But you're saying, man, you're good at that shit. You're challenging yourself.
Yeah. You might have to come up to the mic a little bit.
We wanted to show each other how to do that shit. We already got the skills. We already have the knowledge. All we got to do is share that shit with each other. Like, that's all it is. Not only that, just applying that shit to yourself. If anything, you are already there.
We will ahead of our way, man.
No dummies. We ain't been raised wrong, you bitches. We doing right, dog. We're gonna continue to do right.
We got it. We gotta motivate each other and keep each other
on top of everything. My fault. We don't always stay on top of everything, dog. It's already locked in. I feel like we just got this shit locked in already. Because I'm glued to this podcast and shit. I feel like we on the phone. Shit. But not only that, but I don't know the motivation that I'm surrounded by. Not only that, but the motivation I'm building up myself. And just knowing that where I'm at is where I dream. And I'm here already, so it's like now I'm preparing myself for my next dream that I wanna live up to. And people around the same line.
Yeah, I agree. It's all of a matter of time, though, man. It's all a matter of time.
Matter of time and doing, taking that step, man. We keep on taking it.
We'll get this together soon, bro, for real.
Got it, man. Waiting on her. We're closing on now, though. So, that was Tony Hill Talk. Y'all know what's going on. I done finished my blunt up. I don't know if y'all done finished y'all blunt, packed y'all up, or finished them joints out. Killed that last little sip of yak, whatever y'all be sipping on.
I said sipping, yeah, I'm asleep.
We're about to get up out of here, man. I'm out. Jay Club, y'all know what to do. Jay Star, go ahead and let them know.
You already know, boy, it's your boy Jay Star. See you at Jay Club, man. You here with my boy Tony Otos.
Y'all got more chillies.
And we out of here. Yeah. Hey, man, what it do, dog? Y'all know. Man, it's the greatest podcast station to ever do it. Tonio Talks, man. Y'all know what's up. Get them blunts ready. Get them bowls packed. Fill up them cups, man. Whatever y'all drink, throw it back. Shit, y'all know what's going on, man. We got Jet Club J Star in the building. Y'all know what it is. Tonio Talks and Jet Club J Star. And we're going to talk about this new album my guy got coming up. Y'all know what it do. Go on here and let them know what it do, J Star.
What's up with y'all, man? Hey, like he already introduced me, but like I said, CEO J Star, CEO of Jet Club, we got a big album coming out, Love is Pain, dropping November 11th.
Yeah. All right, so sound like some big shit, dog. Got some shit planned, man. Got some work.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because honestly, I'm used to doing mixtapes. The last thing I released was like an EP. So it was sort of like an album. I had more creative rights to it. On this one, I had more of an assistance on this one because the dude I was working with worked so closely with me. Shout out to AOT Head, Chicken, of Sweat the Track, LC, Ace, Young Swag, Black Sun, and Chris P. Because, like I said, they have the, all the production on the album. Majority of it, AO and T Head, though. So it was like, I was going about the songs my own way, but you know, they always threw in, like, hey, yo, I want you to do something sort of like this, J-Star. Like, we're working on trying to get something like this. Can you write something that'll kind of go toward this direction? So it was like, the beats that was sent, had their flavor to it. But as far as the lyrics and how it was said, you know, I had my own flavor. So it kind of, we kind of built and molded it together to make the album.
Okay, okay. Damn. Mine, dog. Mine, what I finna ask? You know I'm finna come at you with the food, so go ahead and prepare for it, mine. So I wanna go ahead and ask you the exciting shit, mine. So how ready are you to drop this album, mine? Like, you done came a long way with your music and shit, and now you're up to the point where you finna put out your very first album, dog.
Man, to be honest with you, it's like, I was so excited at first. Now I've gotten to the point where I've listened to the album so many times that I kind of, I'm not going to say I mellowed out, but I've gotten real calm about it. I'm still excited, but it's more of a calm type of excited. Like, I'm really more into seeing the reaction on people when they hear it compared to how I feel about it personally.
Okay, okay. So you just want to see what the feedback gonna be like, see if it touched the people in the audience that you're trying to get your music to. Like, well, like what are, I won't say your expectations. I won't ask that question. What are some things that you made specific, I mean, what are some things that you wanted this, that you want this album, I mean, that you created this album for, as far as for the people that you want to hear? Like,
well, for one, like I said, so the album name will kind of explains it, but yeah. I said, like, when I made the album, I was aiming towards, like, relationship-wise things. Like, it don't even have to be relationship. It's just the fact of knowing what love is. A lot of people don't understand, like, the last time we talked, like I explained to you, that in life there is balance.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it. And love is pain is basically saying that love is actually pain and pain is actually love, because if you love somebody... But 9 times out of 10, when you know you love somebody, it's because of some pain that's been inflicted on you within a relationship to make you have that clear understanding of how much you love them. You know what I'm saying? How far of a length is it? It just goes into certain categories. Like, I'm aiming toward people that's in relationships. I'm aiming toward people that are single, that are looking for somebody. I'm aiming for people, not to get into a place like that, but into, like, intercourse.
Yeah, like, I feel you.
Like, all aspects of being with somebody, this album is going to make you feel all aspects of a relationship, the good and the bad. And that's what I was really focusing on, to make people feel.
Okay. And you most definitely... I most definitely believe that you're gonna do that, cause hell, just that Addictive song, I already know for a fact that song alone is gonna touch a lot of people. Hell, it's been touching a lot of people. So with that type of creativity and how you are able to come up with that song and be able to know that you're gonna touch people with that shit, you know that people are gonna resonate with your music, because you know what to talk about, you know what people go through and shit like that. So it's like, knowing that you got music like that, I can already imagine what the rest of the album gonna be like.
Yeah. Honestly, I can give kind of a rundown on the songs. We haven't really confirmed all of the songs, but for instance, I know one song that's on there for sure is Unconditional Love. And Unconditional Love is basically, you know, to understand of something unconditional, meaning regardless of what's going on, that love is still stable. It's going to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
I wrote that song. That's a pop song, to be honest with you. You'd be shocked that I'm doing some stuff like that. Ocean was a song that I wrote based off of me making love. With me making love, I went old school with it to mask up the sexual part of the song to kind of hide that, so it can be it can go mainstream. But it still catches on to the ear of a grown up for them to understand it, but to a child, a child can still sing the song. So it's like,
yeah, it can fall on a wide range of ears, basically.
Yeah. So when I was saying, like, this album, I wanted to touch as many people as possible. I try to make it as flexible as possible for so many people to touch bases on it. Even if it's some songs that you think you can't listen to, there are going to be some songs that you'll be able to listen to with your child. Your child will be able to feel it at a young age. You know, it's just I want to form this to be that album. You know, kind of like how Usher did Confession.
Yeah.
Or even kids were listening to the song because he made it where it was approachable to kids to listen to too.
Yeah. But then at the same time, shit, when we got older, we was like, oh shit, how the hell our mama and let us. It was still smooth as hell though, so I feel what you're saying though. Like, you critiqued it in a way to where you can have a wide audience and everybody feel that shit on every level. Even with people that's young, not like toddlers and all shit like that, but the people young enough to listen to it and kind of understand it, but not understand it in too much.
Yeah.
Like someone who's older would.
Yeah, and what makes it so crazy is that when I first started the album, they gave me three beats, I think. It was it was Lie to Me, which is one of the songs where I wrote about heartbreak. About, like I said, this album actually is personal. I wrote about all the stuff I went through in my relationship, the good and the bad. You know, because a lot of people won't, like, it's like people respect blunt artists that are blunt about things that they go through. And instead of me being blunt about shit I go through in the streets, I was blunt about a relationship because I don't hear too many people being blunt about a relationship or saying, you know, well, it's so many dudes out here that actually that get hurt behind a relationship that they're afraid to express it because they feel like, in a sense, it shows you
weakness.
Yeah, it's showing a source of weakness. In reality, it's showing how strong you are as a man to boldly speak up about it, because there are dudes that are out here that get hurt by women. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah.
But on my end, I did my dirt. My girl did her dirt. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, I spoke on all this shit on the album, and it's just like, But that ain't even the point what I was trying to say. I done jumped all the way to Lie to Me, but I sent two. I did three songs. Did Lie to Me, Put It Down, and Ocean. And when I sent the songs off, I sent it to two different type of people. You have the people that want to bluntly know that you having sex, and then you want the people that kind of be, what's the word for it? They like to
be subtle with it, kind of under the radar about it.
Yeah, but you understand what the artist is telling you. So when I did it, it kind of split my fan base into two different categories, because someone was like, man, I love the way how you said it, because you were saying everything like where it was. I want you to bluntly tell me you wanna do this, or compared to somebody that was like, man, I want you to kind of be around the bush with me. I want to try to figure it out myself on what you're trying to tell me type stuff. So it kind of put me in the category of, I need to make this album as universal as possible to attract everybody. Yeah.
Damn. Do you feel like you got it? You got it? How it's supposed to be? How you wanted it to be aligned with your vision and shit like that?
As far as the songs, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, some of the songs were done way above what I expected because my producer is an overachiever too. So he goes above and beyond on songs to make sure the songs sound good or they sound like this. Now, certain songs that I selected on the album, yeah, we got on the album. Some songs I wanted to have on there because I wanted the whole album to be just one big album, but not to be trying to leak anything, but they are planning on working on splitting all the songs that we got, because I think we have like at least about 20 to 25, and they splitting it down the middle, and we're going to make two albums. So there's going to be the white album and the black album. The white album is consisting more of all the good things a relationship can bring you, and then the black album is more of, I want to say, if I look at it, it's more street on the second album. Like they wanted to explain the good side of a relationship, a bad side of a relationship, you know, all the backstories of a relationship that you won't hear. You won't hear somebody speak up on because it's in the dark. And then you got the ones that, you know, people aren't afraid to bring to the light. So.
Okay. That's smart, though. I like that. That's creative, too, like how y'all basically already came up with it. Yeah, as far as both albums and how y'all do that shit.
That's tight. That's tight as fuck.
Let me see. What else? What's some more questions? Let's stop asking.
Let's
work
to
Damn, I'm trying to figure out what it is I was going to ask you. Oh, you got the TV on, man?
Yeah, that's my fault, man.
But, I was going to ask you, so, like, as far as, like, how many times did you listen to the album, and, like, every time that you listened to it, what did it make you feel?
Every time I listen to the album, in all honesty, I kind of changed my perspective on how I thought about it. Every time, I mean, it's just different things that I said or different things that I realized I said, or it's just depending on the day, it kind of changed my perspective on what I said, or, you know what I'm saying, what I was thinking about when I wrote that, or when I said that, or when the beat dropped on this and that. But overall, yeah, it's like, it's always been a good vibe from it. Like, I just feel like it's completely everything that it needs to be. So
yeah. All right, that's nice, dog. That's dope, bro. It's crazy because it's like, man, the excitement I got out of it, as far as like knowing that you finna drop this album, and it's like, what the hell am I finna hear? You feel me? Because it's like, it took me a minute to get used to hearing you, because it's like, I know you personally. So it's like knowing you personally versus knowing you as an artist and trying to differentiate your voice from personal you to J-Star. Like, it took me a minute, but it's like when I followed you on iTunes and found your music and shit like that, yeah, and got listening to it, I got more comfortable and more close with your music and shit like this. So now it's like, I done heard Addictive. I done heard the song you put out. What was it, back in 2017? I think it was another joint. I don't know if you dropped it back in 2015 or 16, but what was the joint called? That was the joint Lady was vibing to. It was Late Night Talk.
Oh, yeah. That was one of them. That was one of my very early, that was on the EP when I did Road to Glory. That was more of a, I'm going to put this together type of album. You know what I'm saying? I kind of orchestrated that myself. And it ended up coming out perfect.
I fuck with it. I like it all, and it's like now I'm actually excited to see what the hell is up next. Like, cause for one, you already said that you got a different twist on your music, and I heard that little snippet that you showed me, but I know that's like light work compared to the rest of what you got on that album. And so I'm trying to see what that jumping like. But you said when the release date?
It's gonna be on November 11th. I'm dropping 7 days after Big Boogie.
7 days after Big Boogie.
Yeah.
Right. Hell yeah. I like that date too. That's like make a wish type date. Like mine, I don't know, dog. It's something about that date and your album just going perfect with it. Like that's what I see in my head. Like I just see that. I don't know. It's just greatness how you got it aligned with the date. Like it's like a holiday down there. It's gonna be like a holiday type shit. It's your album and you're dropping it and it's out for people to explore who Jay Star is as an artist and get a little more insight on who you are.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild, man.
Man.
I'm excited for you, Brody.
I'm gonna tell you a secret. I hadn't told anybody. And you know, when people ask, you can Google this yourself. There's different colors of roses, if you wanna wear. Blue roses are considered like a pigmentation from blue to violet. So the more common colors are red, white, and yellow. Blue roses are often portrayed in literature like as symbols of love, prosperity, and mortality. But
I like what you got to breaking up on that part.
No, I said blue roses kind of have a representation of love, prosperity, and immortality. But the significance between it is that honestly, in all honesty, the deeper meaning of a blue rose is actually it symbolizes mystery. Or, you know what I'm saying, trying to obtain the impossible. So that was like blue roses actually stand for like the impossible, really.
Damn. And nothing's impossible, cause shit, you're gonna be dropping this date on an infinite number.
Yep.
Infinite results can come out of this shit. And many infinite positive results.
Yeah.
I know greatness is gonna come from your album. You're gonna touch all the people that you want, that you imagine, and everything that you work towards and aligned yourself up with, that shit's happening and you got it. And I'm glad you're on this podcast because you're more proof to the things that I talk about and the things that we go over in our segments and shit like that. So that's just even, man, that's why I say I see greatness in it, bro. It's a lot of greatness in it.
That's
it. Yo.